This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfectly clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Welcome to I Said No Gifts. I'm Bridger Weiniger. We're here in the backyard. I'm really going to assume at this point that my co-host will not be showing up, and that's fine. I'm in control. We're having an incredible time on the podcast already. If I hear a peep out of you, I'm going to freak out. I'll shut down the podcast, so just be quiet. Let's get into it. I love today's guest. I really love him. It's Patrick McDonald.
Hi, Bridger.
Patrick, welcome to I Said No Gifts.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled.
What's the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to you?
The most traumatic thing?
No, don't answer that. Okay. I just like the idea of starting a podcast on that note. Just immediately put the guest.
Just immediately. So let's go there. I feel like that is so many people's real way to start podcasts and interviews.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
I know. And I think the guest response too is to dump and then to just feel empty for the rest of the, and then you get into the frivolous stuff. I think that's maybe a fun way to go.
I would freeze up and I would probably just walk out.
Yeah.
I don't think that I'm capable. You would have to have me on the podcast for 5 hours, like in a sauna, before you approach me with that question.
The most traumatic thing. This is a little traumatic, but I one time was dating somebody, uh-huh. And that person said, let's tell each other the worst things we've ever done. Genuinely. And was like, let's do that. And I said, no.
How far into the relationship were
this
you?
This was 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, no. That's simply not the time. That person is undercover.
That person is.
They are looking... looking for information, and they're a terrible person. They're very bad at their job.
Truly a terrible spy. That person, they thought that I was involved with the KGB or something. Truly, but it was a really, and I literally said, no, I'm not going to do that.
And then did they do theirs?
They didn't know. Oh, no, I'm okay. Not interested. But now knowing, we obviously are no longer together, knowing that, I'm sure it wasn't something great, you know?
Oh, wow. So you do think it could have been a really bad thing?
I think it could have been bad. And I think this person maybe had some filter issues.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a fascinating thing. I mean, I think trauma bonding is such a big way people start relationships now.
Well, I mean, I think it's really a psychopath move. I really do think it is. It's part of the psychopath toolbox where you just immediately start sharing too much information to open up the other person.
Yes.
Because they're like, I guess I got to give. And then they're in control. They're in control of the situation.
And then you're indebted to them because they have the secrets.
Exactly. I gave somebody a ride home once. And this person did that and got so much information out of me. And this was before I knew it was part of the toolbox.
Okay.
But now that person's out there with so much information on me, and let's be honest, some of my friends. But it's a very effective tool.
Yeah. This person just has them at the ready.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's why I make sure that all the stuff that I say is so purposefully bad and inane and stupid. So if it comes out, it's like, okay, like, cool.
Whatever.
This is fine. Why are you telling me this news? I used to have that theory, actually. I used to say, this was when I was younger, and this is maybe a junior psychopath move, but I would say, you know, if I talk shit about somebody else,
right.
I would say something that was so rough that if you told that to that person's face, you would feel bad. Oh. So it's trying to guard that from being spread by it being so bad. And guess what? That didn't work.
Wow.
That wasn't working.
Wow, yeah. People love that. Are you kidding me? You give me any information. I don't care how devastating it is. The texts are beginning as soon as I see the, after I've left the information source. Yeah. Let's get the news out there.
Exactly.
Let's start spreading it.
Start spreading it. New York style.
New York style. I love a little bit of gossip. I love a little, just a little something about people.
And it's tasty.
It's very tasty. Mm-hmm. Now, a tasty piece of information about you is I got a text about 20 minutes ago that you were going to be late to the podcast.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Do you want to explain why?
Yeah.
And it's not a professional reason. It doesn't reflect well on you.
I have been told you've already reached out to my team, my managers.
I've screamed at both of them. Good luck to the rest of their roster and getting on this podcast.
Yeah, I blacklisted everybody else, all the custodians and mechanics that they rep. So here's the thing. I am late because I was buying a 12-foot skeleton from Home Depot. I have been looking for the skeleton for 3 years. I found one in Pasadena today, about 30 minutes away from me. I drove to Pasadena to buy it. I had another obligation, which is why we pushed this for 30 minutes. That got out early, so I said in my free time, I'll go pick up the skeleton. The skeleton did not fit in my car. I had dads helping me. I was falling. I have dirt all over my black pants right now. I was falling all over the Home Depot parking lot. Different people were helping me. One dad was like, what is this? Is this, why is this so big? I was like, oh, it's that one of those skeletons. He goes, oh, you got kids. And I didn't respond.
Simply not true.
Simply not true.
Very far from children.
Simply not true, but I was just Laurel and Hardying it all over the place with this freaking skeleton. I was pushing it. I've broken parts on my car.
Oh,
I've rubbed
no.
the rubber off the sides of the car, and it's open right now. It's tied together with twine.
You had to back into my driveway.
I had to back into your driveway because I'm scared my skeleton's going to get stolen during
this
podcast.
Is it heavy? Is that why
it's very heavy. It's 85 pounds.
Oh, for 85 for a 12-foot?
Yeah, sure.
She's looking great.
She's looking really good. 85.
I'm 12 foot, 85 pounds. I finally reached my goal weight.
goal height. I think, but the thing is, it's this skeleton, I don't even know if I want it anymore, but I started about 2 years ago actively trying. There are Facebook groups.
What?
There are alerts. They release small amounts of this skeleton every now and then. And right now it's in season.
Right.
And I finally found one and I had to get it. Even
they're
though
scarce.
They're super scarce. It's the Home Depot skeleton. It's a massive deal. And once people put it up, you usually leave it up all year. And you can buy other outfits for it. You can buy Santa Claus outfits for it.
What?
You can, the guy that I bought it from just told me that he had a friend that dresses it up like Cupid for Valentine's Day.
Do you know who would love this?
Who?
Turtle Creek Lane.
Oh, yes.
How is she not doing her like Valentine's skeleton
one.
And this sort of thing?
Do you think she's been involved?
I wonder if she's after one and she can't get her hands on one.
I wonder
one.
If she's going to get an exclusive partnership where she's going to become the skeleton. We can get a Turtle Creek Lane exclusive skeleton. You can have her in your yard.
For listeners who are not aware of, this is someone who occasionally pops up on the podcast. She's from Dallas. She's Mormon. She's living it up in a way that should be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Just having the time of her life decorating her home constantly.
Just it's yards away from where George Bush lives, I
is
believe.
Is that true?
I think she lives in like Preston Hollow area because I've looked at her up before.
Wow, junior or senior? Wait.
Junior.
Junior.
Yeah,
yeah I think senior, it would be yeah, junior yeah, at this yeah, point. Yeah.
I'm not describing George Bush's grave.
She lives in a cemetery.
That's why she's a skeleton.
It's part of her training to become this giant skeleton.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm moving in next to a grave.
But yeah, who knows? I mean, you've seen my house. I live in a guest house.
Right. So the house that you live at has a big backyard.
Yeah.
That you kind of can claim as your own.
Yeah.
And so you've got plenty of room.
I have room. I haven't cleared it with like the person who owns the front house
right.
that I'm going to have a 12-foot skeleton back there.
I wonder how she'll feel.
I think she'll be okay with it. If she isn't, then we can have a discussion, but it's not going anywhere. She can move it. Look, it's already happened. I've already wrecked my car. It's already, the blue book value has gone down because of the skeleton.
Tell me how much one of these skeletons costs.
So that I'm going to be honest with you. The skeleton is $300.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's, but the thing is, in the retail world, they have been spiking this up. And so you can buy it online for about $900 to $1,000.
Collector's item.
It's a collector's item. So if you buy it on the market retail, that is the steal. Because otherwise, I have been very close to buying like a $750 skeleton. This is the wrong priorities. And I fully understand that. I think there have to be some of your listeners who are a 12-foot skeleton crew, and I'd like for you to rise up and defend me. It's just very difficult. I'm very proud, but I'm telling you, I was on the ground. I fell on the ground trying to push it in.
Does it fit onto, like, it's not in a shopping cart, obviously. It's on one of flatbed.
The kind of dolly
things. The thing I was throwing sandbags on earlier this year in a panic.
Exactly. Yeah. The hurricane?
Yeah. During the floods.
Oh, wow.
Classic flooding situation. But you push it out into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Did you do self-checkout, by the way?
I did customer service. I did like internet purchase.
So
I reserved it.
You had to.
There were only six left when I got it.
Wow.
Which, to be honest, is a lot. And I actually spiraled because I said, is it in demand now? Does that mean it's not as cool?
Oh, interesting.
I thought about it. I was like, is everyone going to have one? So now everyone's going to be putting their skeletons up the same day.
I'm shocked there aren't more. I mean, it's just plastic, right?
I think there's some metal rods.
It's a whalebone.
It's whalebone.
This whale thing bone. Is very
it's
illegal.
It's whalebone carved into human bone.
This thing is created by poachers.
Yeah, and it has eyes that light up. They move around.
They move around. I don't think I've ever seen one in person, or I guess on foot. Maybe I've driven past one. That's not on foot.
Well, that's why they're sparse. I do think I'm going to put it in the little wooded area because there's a fence on the other side of the fence. I'm going to put it maybe leaning over the fence.
May I suggest?
Yeah, what do you think?
The gazebo.
Okay. There is kind of an old, overgrown gazebo in the corner. That feels like a good idea.
Can it sit down?
I think it can.
To have that thing with its arm kind of casually sitting out of the gazebo. I'll tell you what, no matter how many of those have been sold, none of them is currently in a gazebo.
That's correct.
You're missing out. I mean, can you fit it through the gazebo door? That's the big question.
I think so. I think I'd have to build it inside the gazebo. The gazebo has gone a little crazy as of late. There's a gazebo on my property, and it's gotten really overgrown.
What's happening in there?
It's just a lot of weeds growing up around there. It's getting a little shoddy over there.
Interesting.
It's getting kind of wild.
Are there any animals currently in there?
No, not in the gazebo, but I did see a gray fox in my yard the other day.
You saw a fox?
I saw a fox.
Is a gray fox actually gray, or is that just the name?
Yes, gray on the jacket, like on the shoulders.
Orange everywhere else?
I think so. On the head, there was a little bit of a gray.
So it's like a silver fox.
Like a silver fox,
it's kind of a daddy fox.
A daddy fox. There's a daddy fox in my yard. And he wants to take me to Palm Springs.
I'm not leaving. I'll help you put up the skeleton, whatever it takes. Just go a weekend,
exactly.
An overnight.
Please. Please. He's always shaking one of those martini shakers. It's too much.
I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
I'll have to come by and see the skeleton at some point.
Yes, you will.
I would love to stand next to it and just like to feel what it feels like next to a 12-foot being.
I know. I'm thinking about that too because I'm 6'2", which means it's twice my size. And I can't kind of grasp how big 12 feet is.
Right.
Which makes me feel so stupid. I feel like I should.
12 feet, I mean, I feel like even when you meet someone who's 7 feet tall, there's no preparing you for that feeling where it's just like,
no,
this is not something I see.
No. I definitely have tall privilege.
Right.
And because I'm a little taller, so when I meet someone that's like 6'5 or 6'6", that is jarring. And I'm
even to you.
Even to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to look up. But something that I don't think tall people talk about a lot, what's difficult is everyone that looks up at me is getting kind of my chin.
Your worst
view.
Angle.
You don't know, my worst angle all the time. All the time.
They're getting what you should not do for a selfie.
Exactly. You're getting the worst angle. Like you, as a photographer, people would say, we got to move. But you're getting it all the time. You're getting my chin, you're getting my little double chin, you're getting my little bubble down there, you know? And it's frustrating.
Bubble?
I don't know what it's called.
Listener, there's no bubble. I mean, and if you have a bubble yourself, that's fine, but I'm just going to say, Pat, there's no bubble.
Okay.
There's not like a bullfrog bubble
no,
on your
it's not.
Neck.
Sometimes it feels like that. Sometimes the double chin feels like a bit of a bullfrog
I've never thought
bubble.
About that. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everybody's getting... But you also don't want to shoot down.
You don't want to shoot down. I also... on Zooms and stuff, I am told that when I meet somebody on Zoom and then I meet them in person, mm-hmm. I look shorter on Zoom.
Interesting.
And they think I'm a short person. And then we meet and they go, oh, you're really tall. You look short on Zoom.
I was just talking to somebody that was telling me they thought I was tall. And it's absolutely the first time in history that anyone has even thought about that in regards to me.
I can see you being tall.
Over the internet, you could see me being a tall energy?
I can, but here's what I'm going to say, and I don't want you to take offense to this. I think if you were tall, you would be gaunt. I think that would be...
Yeah, this complexion should not be tall.
I think it would feel a little haunted mansion.
It becomes scary. Yeah, it becomes looming.
It becomes looming.
Constantly coming out of the shadows.
Yes, yeah. I think so. And so I think your height suits you very well.
Right. That's good to hear.
Yeah. The word is in. You don't have to worry about this anymore.
Yeah, that does. That
and I don't
want
to take offense, and I don't want any of your listeners to, you know,
come
after me. I've already come out
go
strong.
Go after him.
I've already trauma dumped and talked about my skeleton, and then I've called you gaunt. This is not the way I wanted to introduce myself.
This is not how you should have entered the world stage, and this is the world stage.
This is the world stage.
This is sort of, you know, we're talking UN level. Yeah. Every nation is hearing your voice right now.
Wow. Everyone has those little translators.
Yeah, they have the translator.
I love those little translators.
I love watching the translator during a UN or whatever. It's a fascinating thing.
It's incredible.
Oh, I just heard a loud scream.
I know.
Rest in peace.
This is a spooky episode, I think.
I mean, I think we're October-ish, aren't we, Annalise?
Yeah.
October-ish.
You know, a spooky season came early this year. And October stuff, like pumpkin spice came like September 1st this year.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel like everyone's ready for spooky season as soon as possible.
I think we needed a treat and we needed a distraction.
Right. And August went by in a flash.
Yeah.
We loved how quickly August, everyone agrees it went by in a flash.
Absolutely. It's
no matter what was happening.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we get into these fall flavors and in Los Angeles, none of it makes any sense.
No.
Which is fine. We deal with that.
Yeah.
But I imagine in other climates, September 1st, the school bell is ringing. Whatever other things happen in the fall are happening.
Sure.
Start to click in for people, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
They're warming up with their little warm drink.
They're doing something. They need something to be warm about.
And meanwhile, the rest of us are like, we're going to have a blackout because everyone's air conditioning is on at full speed. And how will I make it through the night?
Exactly.
And that's the next 6 weeks for us.
Yeah, that's it.
Up until basically Thanksgiving, probably.
October is so hot in L.A.
Hot, hot, hot.
Very rough.
I saw someone in L.A. recently say goodbye summer and say,
No,
you're performing. That's a performance. Summer's not over.
Yeah,
it's just
you're
beginning.
Yeah. Where were they saying it? Just like...
They were someone on Instagram.
Okay.
Was just like, so maybe they were on the world stage.
Oh, maybe they were
maybe
on the world
stage.
They
have their own little platform.
Goodbye, summer. Shouting into a tree.
Obviously, everything you've done until right now has been a massive distraction, trying to get my head off of what's really happening on the podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast is called I Said No Gifts. Mm. Patrick, you and I have known each other for a long time, probably over a decade at this point.
It has been over a decade,
maybe 12 years.
Yeah.
Should we sit here and try to figure it out for the listener? Get down to brass tacks?
Let's get down to brass tacks. I think it might have been, I think it's 11 years.
11
Actually,
years.
11 years like this month.
Yeah, okay, speaking
if I'm thinking, 2012.
Okay, so it's been a long time. I have, until this point, been like, I trust Patrick. I'll tell other people about him. Great guy, nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast, as I said seconds ago, I said no gifts. So we had the whole kerfuffle with your skeleton. That was a nightmare for me. Then you were asking to pack into my driveway. Separate nightmare for me. And now here we are. We're just going to approach the third nightmare, which is you obviously brought a gift in a bag. a nondescript bag with no other details.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously a gift for me. What's going on?
Well, I, to be honest, would feel like a fool empty-handed. And mm-hmm. I thought it would be nice to bring you this thing. And to be honest, these are several things in here. And they're handcrafted.
Oh, boy.
And I made them myself.
Interesting.
And I got into quite a tear making these things. And so I don't want to say that it is fully selfless. I don't think, I do think these would be really helpful for you in general to have. But I also think that, I guess maybe there was a little bit of show off.
Oh, interesting.
Here. Maybe being like, this is a skill that I now have.
A little braggadocio.
You know, a little braggadocio, a little, you know, I love a personalized gift. That's the way I work really hard at making something that, or giving something that feels like it really came from me. Not that I picked it up from a store.
And then if the gift is bad, the person still can't say anything.
Exactly. And they can't return it.
They can't return it.
Because
you can try.
It has no value. Yeah.
Okay, well, should I open it here on the podcast?
You can open it. Please do.
I'm going to pull. There's a thin item.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
guess which every one of these is, but this feels, it's probably a trading card thickness, but a little bent on the edge. So it almost feels like it's broken off of the side of a car or something. Let's see what's happening. Oh. Okay. So it's a little, I would say almost a decoration.
Yeah.
Like something you could place on a shelf or above the toilet or.
Sure.
Hang from your rear view mirror. It's clear. What is this? It's not
translucent.
Opaque. Translucent.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
And you've colored it in with some yellow and blue and greens, and it says, "Why is drama so delicious?"
Yes. So let me tell you what the theme is right away. I've gotten into Shrinky Dinks recently.
Wait, what is this?
Do you know what Shrinky Dinks are?
No, I have no
Shrinky
idea.
Shrinky Dinks are a thing. Kids do them where you draw on like basically paper.
All right.
With watercolor pencil, and you put them in the oven, and it shrinks them down.
Oh.
And so I made a lot of Shrinky Dink art for you today, some of it relating to the podcast, some of it relating to you. I thought, why is drama so delicious would be a fun phrase. I also want to reiterate, unfortunately, when you make Shrinky Dink art, you have to write everything backwards. So a lot of that is, I did the question mark backwards, the H backwards, accidentally. I tried my hardest. Everything I spelled, you have to remember, I wrote backwards.
For the most part, you did an excellent job. I would have never guessed.
It was close.
And the initial H is backwards, but you're so into reading the other words that you forget it. It's in the past.
And drama's so big.
Drama's huge. Delicious is in cursive.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Shrinky Dinks.
Shrinky Dinks.
Do you buy like a kit?
You buy a kit, yeah. You can buy a kit, and it comes with giant laminated pieces of paper.
Okay.
And then you have watercolor pencils, and you give stencils.
Right.
And you can freehand, or you can do something else.
And then you preheat the oven to what temperature?
325.
And then you just place it like on the...
On a cookie sheet.
Oh, on a cookie sheet. So it's not ruining ovens.
No, not ruining ovens. For like 1 to 5 minutes, fast. And you watch them shrink really fast.
How big are they initially?
They're like a regular sheet of paper, like 8.5 by 11 or however that
is. This was 8.5 by 11?
Yeah, that was big. And now it's the quarter of the size.
Yeah. Listener, if you're as ignorant as I am, the Shrinky Dink is very small at this point.
Yeah.
It's probably the size of a mirror you would pull from your purse.
Yes, it is. It's basically a purse mirror. Yeah, exactly. And I think everyone knows that
Maybe
measurement.
I'll carry that in my purse.
Your mirror is full of purses.
I'm just rooting through my bag, pulling that out in front of a cashier. Where's my wallet?
Oh, there I am. There's the money.
Okay, so I love this. Why is drama so delicious?
What do you think?
For me, why is drama so delicious? It's because my life is so unbelievably dull.
Mm-hmm.
I love when somebody brings a mess into my situation that I get to observe from afar.
Yeah.
I feel like we've both brought drama into each other's lives that somebody else's, and it's always a great feeling.
Yeah. We've had some lunches together where we sit down and we eat as much food as we eat drama.
Yeah, it feels very nice, and it's a release.
Yeah, it is
a release. It's a release, and it's, you know, that's why I read tabloids.
Exactly.
Okay, let me get back into the bag.
Okay, what I think you should maybe do is pour all of those out onto some sort of base. Or you can do it one by one.
I want to keep pulling.
Okay, keep pulling.
I want to keep pulling. I found a very small one.
Okay, let's see what this one is.
This one, oh, very cute. It's a little pig in a one piece.
And that's a stencil.
Kind of a unitard.
Yeah, that's a pig in a one piece. So that's for you. And again, handmade. That's a stencil. The stencil was there, but would
you
believe?
Color it pink and green.
Yeah, I had to color it pink and green.
Okay, but this isn't like, this has nothing to do with Peppa Pig. This
no.
This is X brand.
It is not related to Peppa Pig at all.
Okay.
No, and there is a little hole in the top if you want to make it a keychain or some sort
of
lanyard or necklace, maybe.
Do you have any keychain stuff? What's on your keychain?
I have this Texas keychain for this musician Charlie Crockett that I like.
And is that also a bottle opener?
This is a bottle opener, too.
That's very convenient.
And it's in the shape of Texas, and it has CC on it for Charlie Crockett.
I don't feel like I have anything currently on my keychain other than like my library card. I read. Yeah.
Wow.
I read. A Ralph's card.
Okay.
Save my big savings.
Yeah.
And then a third rock climbing gym.
Oh, yeah. Which we've done together.
Yeah. So then you bailed.
Well, I bailed, but also let's talk about it. We got the Top Road certification. We both went together. We were going for a while. We got certified to help each other do the top roping.
Right.
And during the test, I accidentally let you fall a little bit. And you've never let me live it
down. Accidentally is a carefully chosen word. We don't know what was actually happening
there. The 15-year-old girl that was supervising us, that was going to give us the certification, was talking to me about something, and you jumped. Because there's the whole thing where you're supposed to surprise me with a jump.
That's right. That's such
and
a weird
move.
And
you surprised me with a jump while she was talking.
Oh, wow.
And
I forgot about this.
Yeah. You were in free fall and you freaked out.
I'm kind of a master of surprise.
You are.
I shocked you in a way that almost ended my life.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And man, oh man, would that have been on my hands.
We rock climbed together for a while and we usually do bouldering, which is without the ropes.
Yes.
We both passed the test with the top roping where you're pulling each other up and down the wall.
Right.
And then never tried it again. And now I don't know any of the things.
No, I don't remember any of them at all.
So I would have to retrain.
Because there's all this stuff you have to repeat to each other and say back
and there's
and
like
forth.
It's almost like a trust exercise, which gets a little uncomfortable.
It is, yeah.
There's a lot of like looking into each other's eyes and saying, I did this.
It did feel very bonding. It felt very like we are in this together.
Right. Yeah. And you immediately broke my trust.
I know. It's been hard to live that down.
I'm still going to the rock climbing gym. I don't give up.
Okay.
I choose to do something and I follow through.
Sure. I'm going to let that pass as a slight. I don't know if that's what you meant it as. It felt like it could have been, but I'm going to choose just to let it go right by because there are many things that I commit to and some people call me the most committed. In many ways, many capacities, biking is one that I do.
I'm just, personal experience. From my little keyhole into your life.
Sure.
I've seen you give up immediately.
Okay. Immediately.
Yes.
Okay. I want to remind you that I've been rock climbing on and off since 2015. So as much as I quit, I do restart.
Well, I'm still having a good time there, but I will say anytime there are children present, my enjoyment, it drops by probably 40%.
And that's the question. How can you take control and let kids know not to mess with you without violating any sort of thing?
Right. Without being like the mean adult.
You can't spray them with water.
Memory that they have.
Yeah. You can't be the kind of grumpy guy.
Right.
The
I don't want to be that person.
Witch kind of character. Yeah.
I would embrace witch character, the witch at the rock climbing gym.
Yeah. The rock climbing witch?
That's a children's book. It's about, and it's based on you. It's about a witch that starts rock climbing and then she decides to give up. And then she has to learn to commit.
Wow.
To make it to the top of the cliff to get to her cauldron.
Who knew that witches still need to learn lessons after all they've lived?
I'm going to write that book. She leaves her broom at the top of the cliff and has to climb back up.
That's really good.
Interesting story.
Oh, that's very interesting. And the moral is never give up.
Never give up.
Wow.
Never give up. Okay, so I'm still rock climbing. I'm doing all these great things.
Yes.
Let's get back into the bag.
Okay.
Okay, this is a bigger one. Oh, and I should say the pig was very tiny. I mean,
pig is
it's
little,
much
yeah.
smaller.
Little pig.
Now I'm pulling out another thing.
Oh,
this is very nice.
I made you a personalized placard.
It says, I said no gifts with Bridger Weiniger, and almost every letter is headed the right direction outside of the final G in my name.
The G.
Oh, and the H on the width.
Oh.
So this may be thrown away.
Oh, yeah, that might be.
Might
thrown
be
away?
Destroyed. Yeah.
It's not perfect.
Yeah, thrown into the ocean.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is good.
That's where I take all my plastics.
This is great.
Yeah.
They're going to love this.
Or I'll take it to one of those grates that says no dumping with the dolphin on it. And I say, well, I'm the exception to the rule. Here's my garbage.
It all goes into the ocean. You're just going to push all this plastic into a sewer.
This is very sweet. I have a couple of shelves in my office where I've been collecting all my gifts, and this can go right up there.
Perfect.
To kind of, I've always felt like should a burglar come into that, they'll see all of this kind of just these items that have no relation to each other, and they'll be baffled.
Yes.
And I want to think about the burglar in this moment.
That's nice.
What if they saw this and they're a listener to the podcast, and then it clicks for them?
And they'll be like, wow. If they're the listener, what if they're listening to you while they're burgling?
What a great thing to do while you're burgling. Put in your AirPods or other brand, I don't care. And then you're getting into somebody's home. You're a cat burglar.
Yes.
You need something. You're bored.
I love that.
You're alone. You're in your black unitard.
Yeah.
And you're listening to me and Patrick.
Yes.
That's a great thing. That's a great tip for a burglar.
Such a stressful job.
Oh, I actually think... And I want to hear your response to this, but I think if I were to become a career criminal, mm-hmm. cat burglar, I mean, no question, that's what I am.
Career criminal.
Mm-hmm. What would you be?
Cat burglar as in stealing little things here and there.
No, as in like, you know, I'm in the full suit, head to toe black, sleek.
Yeah.
I'm frequently on all fours, crawling around.
Oh, very stealthy, agile.
Like dropping from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Frequently, like in a museum,
mm-hmm.
Stealing the most rare jewel.
Oh, wow.
That would be number one for me.
That sounds fun. I would probably get into money laundering because you could you could build some wild business.
Oh.
There was a business in Boston. I went to school in Boston, and there's a business in the North End that I used to walk by all the time. It was just called What Do You Need?
Uh-huh.
And it said, like, dog sitting, babysitting.
Oh, boy, this is a bad front.
Appliance repair. It was a guy, I think, that bought a storefront. And just said, what do you need? And you would walk in and you'd say,
what?
I need to work on cyber. I need like someone to work on my computer. And he goes, I'll do that.
This is kind of the original version of like TaskRabbit.
Yes.
Or what was that? Fiverr or whatever,
yeah,
where you just pay people to do stuff.
But he just was a man that sat in a store.
Did you ever have him do something for you?
No, but I used to walk by all the time and I looked it up the other day. And unfortunately, I think TaskRabbit did shut What Do You Need down.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Because he's probably got a lot on his plate.
Right.
And he probably can't compete with
brick
tech.
And mortar, the death of brick and mortar.
But something like that, or something really fun, like some weird store that sells very specific trinkets or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all day you sit around and kind of... just kind of fuck around, or you sit in the front and you just smoke a cigarette with your friends and then you say you're a store. That sounds kind of fun.
That does sound nice. You get to pick the music that's coming over the speakers.
Yeah.
You get to kind of design the store. You get to respond to Yelp reviews like, I'm sorry that your experience wasn't great. I DM'd you. Let's take care
exactly.
of this, that kind of thing.
And you're never going to get fired unless your bosses get arrested.
Right.
Right? So because they don't care how the business is going. So it's the perfect situation. You can do whatever you want.
So in this situation, you're not the head of the criminal enterprise.
No.
You're being used.
I'm being used. But I still think it's criminal.
Okay. I mean,
right?
It is criminal. You've agreed to do this.
Yeah.
But I was just assuming that you had some illicit business that you were then washing through your jewelry store.
No, I'm just washing. I'm just the washer. I think that's all I would want to do.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to do any sort of illicit business where I'm moving money around.
Right.
Stealing things. But I think I could be a good face for something.
Interesting. Okay.
Really
fun. I think that's a nice business. And not that many people get hurt.
No, not really.
Except for all of the people that were defrauded by your boss.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, so was I.
Yeah, you are a victim here. You can be counted among the other victims.
Exactly. I'm ready to be a victim. Happy to be a perp until I become a victim.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
All right, let's reach into the bag again.
Okay, I don't think you understand how many things are in this bag.
I don't care. This podcast can be 9 hours.
Okay, let's do
it. I'm the boss.
Let's buckle up.
Okay, let's see. This says, I'll see you in court crossed out. Then it says, I'll see you in shorts.
Yeah, that's a fun phrase, I think. I came up with that as I was drawing it.
That is a great decoration. That's a fun thing. That could be on any pillow.
I can see it being in the kitchen on a pillow. I'll see you in shorts is kind of a fun.
It's kind of sexual harassment.
Yeah. You're like, what's the situation where instead of saying, I'll see you in court, you're saying, I'll see you in
it's
shorts.
It's almost more of a threat.
I know. The punishment. For, the punishment is seeing someone in shorts.
Yeah, it's like, when are, like, you're going to be spying on me, or you're going to force me into them? How are you going to, like, get me into the shorts?
Instead of suing you, I'm taking you on vacation is kind of another way you can think of it.
That's a funny thing to do to somebody who's wronged you. They're like, Patrick's coming for me. I know he's hiring a lawyer. And then you take them on vacation instead.
Exactly.
Oh.
And that's very unnerving.
Because I think you're going to kill them on, like, exactly, out on sea or whatever.
On a boat, Soprano
push you
style
off the cruise.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, have you ever done that where, and that is a reaction, not that exact thing, but that's a reaction I have sometimes where I go, this person has been so awful to me. I'm going to be so unbelievably nice to them for so long. And I just really feel like it's revenge.
I try to do that. And unfortunately, my hatred is always so large that it does not allow the energy to be kind.
I get very jealous of people that can be chill with their hatred, that can quietly hate someone. Because I'm somebody that's like, this will not stand.
But see, if I tried, I'm also so unbelievably fragile that when they're horrible to me while I'm doing this fake nice thing, I'm crying. I'm immediately crying.
Right.
Tears in my eyes, my voice is cracking. I'm like, oh, they win again.
It's too hard. So I guess you'll just see them in court.
I'll see you in court. I need an attorney as the middleman. Okay, we're reaching.
Or a tailor.
I had these shorts made for you. They fit your thighs perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
good
I'm reaching
luck.
Back in. Now, this actually feels like a keychain. Let's see. Oh, it says Bridger.
Oh,
it says
Bridger. I made you a personalized keychain.
That's great.
Yeah.
This has to go on my keys. That'll remind everybody. And it has a little, I would say this is either a worm crawling across a baguette or like a red rock in the desert.
Yeah, those are great choices. I was going for spaghetti. But I didn't have white, so I couldn't make a plate. So it's just a loose pile of spaghetti with meatballs and sauce.
I see it now. I do see it now. But what a nice Rorschach test of...
Yeah, exactly.
Suddenly we know exactly what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
Gross thoughts I'm having.
Yeah, I thought you could... And I think there is another keychain in there,
too. Okay, I'm going to keep
reaching.
That
I think you're going to like. Yeah, this came with a whole set.
Oh, another keychain. Okay.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, this is Bad Boy. So I don't even need the Bridger. Everyone knows who this is.
You can use Bad Boy. And I actually did screw this up. I put the hole on the bottom instead of the top.
Well, that's a Bad Boy move.
It's a Bad Boy move.
But I'm not putting it on
Bad
right.
Bad Boy's maybe the best one I did because it's got a pink and a blue vibe. The bees are just sensational. And I just think it's really fun.
There's a nasty energy here that nobody can deny.
Exactly.
You hand that to a valet and they're like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, this guy, do not screw
trying
with him.
To emulate those kind of rancid stickers you could get for 50 cents that would come out in those little sleeves.
I don't know if I'm familiar with these.
Like at skadiums or whatever, at like roller rinks.
You're saying a lot of words that I don't understand. I mean, I obviously know what a skadium is, but I've never heard that before.
There's those things that are like, I think maybe there's a place in Arlington, Texas where I'm from that's just called the Skadium.
Skadium.
The Arlington Skadium.
We had classic skating.
Classic skating.
That's all it was.
Maybe it's
like
a rollerway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think skadium. Maybe it's the Skadium is branded. Maybe, please don't come after me, Skadium. If you can, if you've mobilized. But you see those, you know, it's just like the weird garbage pail kids. Like,
oh, right. Or there's like kind of like an angel that's in some risque clothing.
Totally.
This kind of thing.
Always a Tweety Bird in a hoodie or something.
Oh, love her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love.
Oh, you love Tweety Bird. That's interesting. Keep digging.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Go back into this. Okay. I feel like there are two things. There are actually quite a few things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Okay, I'm going to pull one out. It may not be Tweety Bird related.
So.
Now, this is I Said No Gifts Again. It's a little banner. This is almost like a miniature thing that could go on a train set.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
A little flag or what have you. Oh, it is a piece of merch, essentially.
It's
could go
merch.
On a keychain.
And you can sell this.
I'm going to sell them.
I figured you could sell. This is any of the stuff you could just go ahead and sell.
One of a kind merch.
Yeah, I thought I'd come on and just build you some merch.
That's a very cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nice.
I'm going to force somebody else to put that on their keychain as advertising.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Someone who really owes you something.
Yeah.
Someone who screwed up big time.
Okay, now I'm pulling out. Oh, no, this is an even smaller keychain that says crushable with a small happy face on it.
It's crushable.
How many keychains do you think I have?
Well, you have a lot more now. I think this one is, you know, I got into a tear of writing little phrases. So there's a lot of tiny phrases in here that you can ascribe to or not ascribe to, and you can even assign these to other people.
This is perfect for when Jim leaves me.
Perfect.
I have to take everything else off my keychain. I put this on as kind of a pathetic attempt to get somebody else to look
at
me.
It's going to be like the black smoke of Bridger being single. It's going to be like the coming from the chimney. Everyone notices the tiny, crushable keychain on your...
It's so small that whoever notices it has to really be observing me.
Exactly.
And they'll realize, oh, this person's desperate.
You're catching them.
Okay, I've got a catch. Okay, now we're reaching back in.
Yeah, I went hog wild. I'll tell you how easy it is to make shrinky dinks. You just kind of keep going.
Okay. Now, I think this is a bird.
Yeah.
With a little yellow bird with big eyes and, you know, an orange beak. Is this Tweety Bird?
If you're going to believe it, I drew that Tweety Bird completely from memory and without a stencil. So there was a period of time where I just kind of started drawing what I would imagine things would be for you. I said, I think he's going to want some sort of version of a Tweety Bird.
Well, you know, something that I used to do a lot was create on-demand Valentines for people. And I'd say, what's your favorite cartoon?
Really?
Or video game character? And then within seconds, I'm very good at it. I've created a drawing of your favorite cartoon or video game character with a Valentine's phrase related to the... character.
No way.
Maybe I'll do that for you during the pop. No, that's a little involved.
I would
the
love that.
Doesn't want that. So this is kind of related to that.
That's kind of related. Did you have a cartoon character that was your calling card? I feel like every kid had a cartoon character they could draw really fast.
Tasmanian Devil.
No way. He's my favorite.
He's pretty easy to draw.
Okay.
His eyes are one thing.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do two eyes.
Yeah.
And then the nose is right there in the middle, and he's kind of just a chicken drum top.
Everyone describes him as that.
And when I was in about fourth grade, it was kind of the peak of, before it was an ironic thing to do, wear Looney Tunes shirts where they're in various streetwear or
totally.
Jerseys, and they were like flashing gang signs or what have you.
Looney Tunes just really had kind of a public domain moment where it was like the University of Nevada had Bugs Bunny smoking a cigarette on
everywhere. What was yours?
I knew how to draw, I think it was this dragon. I didn't know how to draw any specific character.
Oh, interesting.
But it was this dragon that I learned from some sort of art book.
Oh, how boring.
It was very boring. And I remember I had a very specific way of drawing children and people, uh-huh. and their eyes were so big, and they looked like boobs looking back at it. I made the eyes so big.
Eyes almost always look like boobs when you first start drawing, and that's why you have to get to the rest of the face features quickly.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if somebody observes you, let's say you're drawing in class, they're like, pervert.
Stop
but
right
then
there.
You get a nose in there, a mouth, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it's unfair that people jump to that conclusion.
It is unfair. I will say, to counter that, when I was in, oh man, I must have been in maybe kindergarten or first grade. My mom was a teacher at a kind of an inner city school in Fort Worth that was only sixth graders.
Okay.
And I went with her to class, and I was for some reason sitting in the back of the class. She was just letting us kind of walk around class, which was for a 12-year-old probably was a little much. But this kid was like, look at this. And he had drawn like a naked woman's boobs and vagina.
Her entire anatomy.
And her entire anatomy. No head, no arms.
Oh, okay. So this
and
is
nothing below the knees.
Fair to women.
Not fair to women. Okay. And I told him that. And I said, hold on a minute, sir.
This is not a feminist message.
I said, this is not feminist. I told him I was six, and I said, I cannot stand for this.
What was your actual reaction?
I remember being like, what is that? Kind of being like, what?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then we just kind of moved on. But just thinking about a 12-year-old drawing a naked woman for a 6-year-old, you know, what's going on in all of that?
Circle of life.
That's the circle of life.
I feel like that's exactly what needs to be happening.
Actually, the circle of life. Of course.
Yeah, I'm trying to wonder if like who the like pervert boy was for me, like showing me all those things, and I can't really recall. I mean, I think within Mormonism that always everybody's very on alert about showing that kind of thing publicly.
Right.
So I don't remember there ever being like an older boy being like, look at this. Yeah. I do remember being in a tent at Boy Scout camp, and every other one of the boys was talking about their sexual fantasies. We were like in seventh grade, and I'm sitting there gay, have no interest in women whatsoever, silent. After the camping trip, my dad was there. I'm the one who gets a firm talking to.
Really?
I'm the one who gets in trouble. I didn't say a peep. Meanwhile, Sam is, you know, perving it up. So I guess that's kind of my whole thing. So I was out of it for a while.
Did you ever have the experiences where people were like looking at nude magazines together? Because I'm going to be honest, I was never quite involved with that. I think I was at some sort of maybe middle school or high school party where like we turned on like Skinemax or whatever.
Right, right.
Just kind of sitting around watching it. But I always was like, and because I'm like, you know, little quiet queer boy too, being like, am I supposed to like have an erection right now? Is it important for me? Will they notice? Well, do we all have
one? Is it going to be a test?
What's the performativeness of this? Yeah, how do I need to engage in this to make sure that I'm right there with everybody? But
this,
no way.
This did, like my friend group began like in late elementary, beginning middle school, like we're watching late night cable.
Yeah.
And it allowed me, because I naturally had no interest in it whatsoever, but like that didn't click for me that it was just who I was. It allowed me, and this probably just speaks volumes about who I am, I kind of just felt like I was taking the high road.
Okay.
It's like, well, I'm making the right choice.
Yeah, you were like,
but it's because it was the easiest thing in the world for me to be like, oh, I don't want to see naked women on cable.
Exactly. Immoral.
Yes.
No, I won't be doing that.
Sorry, guys.
I like respecting a woman.
I'm going to heaven.
You guys have fun with cable. I'm going to heaven. I hope this feels good for now, because it's going to burn for eternity.
You're
going
to be very hot in a little while, especially if you die early.
Not me.
Like a playground incident.
Yeah, absolutely. You better... If you die tomorrow, you are toast, buddy. You are toast.
Okay, let's reach back into the bag.
Okay.
Oh, I think we're two left.
I think there's more than two.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay,
no.
I'm going to take out two at this point. Okay. One's a bunny. Is this supposed to be Bugs?
That's supposed to be Bugs.
I love Bugs Bunny.
Bugs is great.
I love when he dresses up as a lady.
He's great.
He's very funny.
He's fantastic.
He's he does it all. He's a rascal.
Yeah.
And then I'm now, this is triggering a memory. I had a crush on Pepe Le Pew, who has been canceled because he was kind of a rapey figure. That's true, I think. I think they're like, let's get this guy.
Well, I know he's canceled, but you had a crush on
him. I had a crush on him, maybe
skunk?
In like kindergarten or first grade, because he was so, he was like a handsome guy who was so sexual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was after all the ladies.
He was after all the ladies.
And he was very cute.
He was very confident, too.
Yeah. Wow, I had forgotten about that completely.
Wow, that's crazy.
Interesting. And now he's gone.
Well,
you can't do anything anymore. You can't be a skunk that harasses women.
Can you say
Forget
anything?
Forget it.
Absolutely not. The times have changed.
He started an alt-right podcast.
You can't say anything anymore.
And then the other thing is another keychain that says Angel.
It says Angel on
there.
Speaking
of heaven.
Speaking of heaven.
Well, this is kind of like a late 90s, early 2000s, like you went to the skate center and bought some trashy
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. I got kind of in the zone doing it yesterday, just cooking by the oven, you know? And that's the fun thing. I cooked my art.
I want to try this.
You got it.
What is it called?
Come over. I actually have some Shrinky Dinks.
Shrinky Dinks.
And I don't think this is the real brand. I think this is a knockoff.
Oh.
I think Shrinky Dink is copyrighted.
Is it kind of like, I mean, this reminds me of Creepy Crawlers. Did you ever do those?
Oh, yeah. Is that like the boys' Easy Bake Oven?
Right, where you do little worms stuff.
Boys couldn't make cookies.
No, no, no.
Boys had to make worms.
Useless rubber.
Cookies are gay.
Although the colorful worms were a little gay. I'm making all sorts of
absolutely.
Rainbow-esque worms.
Worms? You know what
and
else is worm
it's a craft.
Life? Yeah, absolutely.
I loved the creepy crawlers.
I know. Crafts, we gotta destigmatize crafts in general.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves a craft.
Yes.
Give me a break.
Why
you're at a table
you?
With friends making something.
Absolutely.
I think we're, as a society, turning towards crafts. It's like, we can all do a craft.
I think so. And I hope so. I actually do think the new generation is very open to anything. If you like whatever, be into whatever.
Let's make a craft.
Totally. I think when I was in Texas, there was a lot of fear of anything anything else. You know what I mean? Very, very scary.
Yeah, the only time we really, as boys, did a craft was on the 4th of July.
Mm.
Grandma had a craft to do. And I think that was the only time we were really allowed to do the craft.
Interesting.
Unless it was like a school project.
We did have a... this is where like Texas culture dips into like flamboyance and stuff. We had Cub Scouts. We had a blue and gold banquet. We had a cake banking competition.
Oh.
And that was very exciting.
Do you remember what your cake was?
I had multiple cakes that I competed in. I did one, I believe, about... One of them was like American Heroes, and I think I did one about the creation of penicillin.
Oh.
And I made a cake with jelly beans, and I made a syringe out of jelly beans or something like that.
Oh, that's very cute.
Might have been my brother's. Yeah, but it was definitely, it was a blue and gold banquet, so it was a blue and gold syringe or something like
right.
that.
Right. My grandma's allergic to penicillin. It's all tying together.
Wow,
interesting.
See?
How yeah. everything kind of connects.
Interesting. I'm everything freaked out. Connects. This is so crazy.
What is a very spiritual podcast.
I'm having an experience.
Okay, we're. I think this may be the final two.
Okay.
One says get a life.
Yeah.
These are both keychains, and one is just says shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was those are a little more sassy. Just in case you want to be a little sassy, and you can change your keychains every day if you want.
My fingers
morning.
Will be raw. Getting a keychain on is one of the hardest things you can possibly do.
How have we not fixed that?
I mean,
this horrible circle.
Oh, the metal ring. Somebody needs Shark Tank opportunity.
Absolutely.
Let's get rid of the metal horrible ring that sticks into your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something that you can that's durable,
yeah.
but is not dangerous.
Totally. I think you should just dump out on the floor if there's any more
Let's
in
see
there.
Here. I'm not dumping.
No dumping. Okay,
now I'm dumping because I couldn't feel anything.
Maybe there's nothing more
that's
in there.
That's it. Was there some other thing that you were like, this will be the final thing and it'll ruin
the
podcast?
There's one that says angel, and then there should be one that says devil.
Oh, interesting.
But maybe the devil disappeared.
Oh, now, I mean...
After what we've been talking about?
Yeah, that's a little...
Spiritual podcast.
Okay, it's gone.
Wow, that's freaky.
Yeah, make of that what you will.
Believe it or not.
There's a very dark energy right now.
Absolutely.
There's a dark mist surrounding
us. I can't believe it.
I don't like where this is headed.
I cannot believe it.
Okay, yeah, I've done so much digging, and I'm very good at rooting around in a bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's all I do all day.
I'm going to find
my
a little
personal bag.
I'm going to find it hanging over me in the night.
Okay, it's gone.
Okay, it's gone.
Well,
I believe
you. People get that vibe from me anyway. They see,
devil.
They look and they're like, who's this little devil?
Yeah, the little devil.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. I don't need
yeah,
a label.
You don't need it. Well, there you go.
This is incredible. What a treasure trove of useful items.
Yeah, really useful, right? I think that's what's nice. And I'm thinking if anybody wants one, just let me know and I'll just send one to you. And I'll send it hundreds and I'll send them.
You'll let this ruin your life.
I'm going to take this over. I'm going to let this kind of be my thing. I've decided this is who I am now. And so if you
devote
guys are
your life to service.
Yeah, I this is service to me. And I can write this off. And this is 501c3. It's a nonprofit.
All right. Well, I think it's time to play a game. Are you capable of playing a game?
I am.
Okay, let's get into it here.
Let's play a game.
We're going to play Gift or a Curse.
Great.
And I need a number between 1 and 10 from you.
Let's do 3.
Okay. Let me beep, 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 get into the doc here. Right now, you can recommend something, promote something. I encourage both. Do whatever you want with the microphone. I'll be right back.
Oh, great. So I am part of an improv podcast that Bridger has been a guest on. It's called Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists. It is an improvised roundtable where me and my friends Jeremy Culhane, Kylie Brakeman, and Angela Giratana always pick a different topic. When Bridger came on, he did food stylist. He played a very wonderful character named Michelle Brett, who is a very prolific food stylist. Every episode is a different type of artist. So we have wedding DJs and directors and writers and people who all played one-line waiters in movies and all sorts of stuff. So check that out wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm also a DJ on Radio Margaritaville on Sirius XM. So check that out. Sirius Channel 24.
Very nice. Yeah. Both great things.
Yeah, fun stuff.
I love your podcast. It's so funny, and it was such an enjoyable time doing it, and no complaints.
You were hilarious. It was so great.
My recommendation this week, I think, I actually know exactly what it is, and it's to not count on a bank for a public restroom.
Really?
For some reason, and maybe this is only banks I've ever visited, they don't have public restrooms. So do not, which I tried to do recently. I was waiting for somebody in the Costco parking lot. I needed to pee. I thought I'll go into the bank and use their bathroom. It didn't exist.
Banks need to watch themselves. If they don't make themselves amenable, there's no reason for them to be around
anymore.
They're
already the villain.
Honestly, it's basically a WeWork. It's so because all you do is you go in and apply for loans. You can do that in any conference room. Otherwise, all the money is digital. So yes. So you better check your privilege and allow us to take a shit in there.
Yeah, I think. I mean, my theory is that like they don't want someone going in there and pulling a mask over their head or getting their gun ready.
Oh.
Is that? But that seems so stupid. It's like, then I'll just do it in the car and storm into the bank.
How often do bank robberies still happen? Probably a lot.
Pretty
huh?
frequently. And I had a friend who was robbed once, and he learned the statistic that it's like 98% of bank robbers are caught.
Wow.
So it's not a great gig.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't pick it earlier as a criminal enterprise.
Right.
Oh, the other thing I want to recommend is a song by this artist named Carol Ann Pegg. I think that's her name. She's and the song is called A Witch's Guide to the Underground.
Oh.
I just want to make sure it's great. I mean, that's her name, because I recently came across it. If you like Kate Bush, this is like an earlier version. This is, you know, folky, somebody kind of singing about, kind of slightly witchy, but folky. Everybody loves this song.
I'm going to favorite it.
Well, I'm going to assume everybody is going to love this song.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm liking it right now.
But let's get into the game. I feel like I completely forgot we were playing a game because I was so mad about the bank.
I understand.
This is how we play Gift or a Curse. I'm going to name three things. You're going to tell me if they're a gift or a curse and why. And then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. There are correct answers. Okay. Does that make perfect sense?
It makes crystal clear. Sense. Yeah.
Okay, number one, this is from somebody, a listener named Rebecca. Rebecca suggested Gift or a Curse, correctly predicting who the killer is in the first half of a show or movie.
Like the viewer.
As a viewer.
Yeah, as a viewer. I think that's a curse because you can't let yourself enjoy something.
Oh, interesting.
That's what I say.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm going to tell you it's a gift.
Wow,
you're wrong.
Really?
Absolutely. What a fun feeling. You feel like you're the smartest person in the room.
Sure.
And then you get to watch this murderer or the killer kind of do their thing the whole episode. You're tracking them. Hmm. Almost as if you're a good spy or FBI agent.
I think if I guess the murderer, then I think they're so dumb. Like, you guys, I beat you this. I fucked up my whole car trying to buy a skeleton today, and I figured out who killed this person. I figured out who's sending the codes. Embarrassing.
Oh, I hate to hear you argue with me. You're wrong. It's a gift.
Okay.
I love to solve a puzzle quickly.
Okay.
Number two, so you're failing so far, and that's fine.
Understood.
Someone named Mark has suggested gift or a curse, fancy ketchup.
Oh, goodness. Fancy ketchup. I think fancy ketchup's a gift.
Why?
Because it delineates it between regular ketchup. Fancy ketchup always is a little zestier, let's be honest, mm-hmm. and it's thicker, and it comes in glass.
Mm-hmm.
Other ketchup can come in plastic.
Sure.
And I think it's nice because ketchup deserves to be on the spectrum of dining. You can have nice frites. Why would we call something frites instead of fries if we don't want them to be fancier?
Uh-huh.
So we need to give them a better... If you're going to give someone a makeover, you can't have them wear the clothes they already wore.
Right.
You got to give them a fancy dress. So you got to make a zestier ketchup. It's a little thicker. It's a little nicer to scoop. Mm-hmm. So yes, I think it's a gift.
Everyone knows it's a curse. Nobody likes fancy. Wrong. You're always so unhappy when you go to a restaurant and they don't have regular ketchup. It never tastes right. Just give us all the sugar and vinegar. That's all anybody wants.
Okay.
Ask Annalise, do you like regular ketchup more than fancy ketchup? Yeah, they think so. you can answer.
I honestly don't know the difference. And I also don't think that ketchup is very good. I think it's one of the lowest forms of a condiment.
Okay,
that exists.
This is where the problem comes in then.
Mm.
So Annalise just doesn't like ketchup at all, so it doesn't matter.
Wow.
Okay, but you're wrong.
Okay.
I hate to hear it. You hate to hear it. Number three, this is from someone named Amy. A gift or a curse, hotel bathrooms with full bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and soap attached to the shower wall instead of mini bottles on the counter.
Absolute curse.
Why?
I think that's a curse because you know that all the other people have touched it. You know that they're just pumping it in. Like freaking just people pumping. Just, I hate that. I hate the feeling that they're just, it's like I'm like the machine that gerbils use to drink water. You know what I mean? That's what those feel like to me. And I hate that with the little ball on them. Those drive me crazy. I hate those. I absolutely genuinely hate those. Give me a thing to take home. Give me a little plastic thing. I understand that it's less environmentally friendly, but I can't store that in case I run out of soap or in case I'm going on another trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying that stuff.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, listener, you may have just heard the garbage truck driving through the neighborhood. And that's an interesting coincidence because it's kind of ringing the bell that Patrick is one of very few to have lost this game. They're a gift.
They're a gift?
Yes,
no
because
way.
It means they're using the nice stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
If they give you the little thing on the counter, that means it's some bizarre brand no one has ever heard of.
Mm.
It's going to absolutely destroy your hair or skin. Doesn't smell as good. You're in the shower. It's slipping out of your hands while you're trying to squeeze it. Not environmentally friendly.
Mm-mm.
No, you got to have the one attached to the wall.
I'll die on this hill. Lilabo? Have you heard of Lilabo? Lilabo comes in the little things. I've never seen Lilabo in an economy-sized fucking trough where you pump it out of the wall. You press a button, you hear a squeeze noise. Give me a break. I'm in a shower. You got to use them. No way. I don't care. That's leisurely. Leisurely is and fancy and exquisite. That's the bottles.
Oh, wow. You're going to the wrong hotels, my friend.
No, absolutely not. I'm going to Margaritaville's and I'm enjoying every single one of them, okay?
Margaritaville, they're probably just in the testing stages of putting the nice ones on the wall.
Yeah, right.
It's just, you're afraid of the future. Ultimately, you're scared of change.
No way.
Oh, well, you lost. And Annalise, do you have any idea how many people have lost? It's got to be like, oh, Annalise is going to check just so you feel worse.
Wow. So I really lost.
You lost.
Way more people have won this game, actually.
No way.
Than lost, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So there's only been, you are the fifth loser.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. In hundreds of episodes.
Mm. Am I in good company?
Carl Tart.
Okay, that makes sense. I love
Jesse
it.
Tyler Ferguson.
Okay.
Irene too, and Gillian Jacobs.
That's crazy. We're on a text thread. I'm going to text them all.
Interesting.
I'm going to let them know.
You and Carl have a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about.
He's going
to
be very mad at you.
I'm going to be chatting with Carl.
He was in rare company until now, and now
you've
kind of soiled the pristine pool of losers.
Wow. Pristine pool of losers. I'm the worst loser.
You're the worst
loser. I've brought the stock down on the
loser. The
worst
loser is always the latest loser.
Losing always meant something.
Yeah, a fresh loser is kind of like, oh, you're really bad.
Yeah.
You're really
bad. It's like,
oh,
you haven't adapted like other people could
right,
have.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, well, badly played. Let's try to move on. This is the final segment of the podcast. It's called I Said No Emails. People write into isaidnogifts@gmail.com. With questions. Any type of question. People frequently write in about gifts, but I can't be clear enough to the listener. I don't care. Write in about whatever you want. Will you help me answer a question?
I would love that, Bridger.
Okay, let me read this. It says, Dear wise Bridger and helpful guest, very nice.
Mm.
I was recently put in a situation where my brother gave me an unexpected gift and I was caught with nothing to give him in return. We live far apart and will often exchange gifts from our respective cities when we see each other. We happened to be vacationing in the same place and so met up for an afternoon and dinner when our paths crossed, which was very nice. Since we were both traveling, I assumed we wouldn't be exchanging our regular gifts due to packing constraints. I also assumed we were visiting the same country, so why buy the other a souvenir when we are all going to the same place and each would pick their own? The second assumption was my mistake and he brought my husband and me very nice souvenir gifts. My plan was then to pay for dinner, but he did that sneaky move and approached the waiter away from the table and paid. I am very appreciative of his thoughtfulness and generosity, but we are competitive and there was a smugness and he knew he bested me this time around. I would appreciate any gift ideas to help me even the score. He has a cat, enjoys gambling, snowboarding, whiskey, and his favorite food is mashed potatoes. I love the podcast. Thanks, Anna.
Wow.
Okay. Now, about half, well, when we got to the brother suddenly flashing the cash, I started to think of something. And then we got to gambling, and then I actually think my theory is confirmed. He's in financial trouble.
You think so?
He's peacocking.
He's trying to prove
it. He doesn't want her peeking behind the curtain.
What I was going to say, it's a little similar, is this brother needs to let people in.
Because, oh, interesting.
Because it's this feeling of the superiority all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge. I can help. I'm the provider.
Right.
And I won't receive anything because receiving something is vulnerable.
Oh, so fascinating.
That lines up with the gambling addiction and the gambling problem.
He's so out of money. And let's be clear, he stepped away from the table to pay. We didn't see a money exchange. There could have been a threat.
That could have been it. Yeah.
There's some waiter out there scared for their life.
I also really don't like the I paid quietly without telling you move.
Don't tell me.
And well, I just don't like the idea that you're standing talking to a waiter. You know what I mean? I think that looks unnatural. And I think waiters should be received. But when you see somebody standing to a waiter, you
terrible.
Go, there must be something terribly wrong.
It's so unnatural. It feels like they're dominating them.
It feels like a wheeling and dealing kind of thing.
Right.
That's not their realm. They're standing. They're in charge.
Right.
They're running the place. You're manager style talking to them.
Right.
I hate that vibe.
You should never be on an even playing field with the waiter.
You're talking up to a waiter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So it feels weird to me.
Interesting observation you've made.
I don't I do think, first of all, I would say the best way to get a return on this gift is potentially getting something online. That was my first thought.
Okay.
Buy something that you could send to them that would be a digital gift card.
Okay.
You know, like maybe there's something that you can get that day that can just show up in their inbox and they can't.
There's nothing they
say
can
no
do.
To it. Yeah, they have something.
Right.
And I know gift cards feel a little impersonal, but you can get very specific with the gift card. Mm-hmm. You can get very, very, very detailed. There's so many niche things for everything. So if there's some sort of mashed potato with a month club, something like that.
Not a bad
or
idea.
Tickets to a resort, or it's, ooh, I bought you two tickets if there's a local mountain, if they live by Jackson Hole. You bought two ski tickets to Jackson Hole,
right,
that you can be ready for in the winter.
Right.
That would be my thought. Personalize.
Those are very nice gifts.
Yeah.
And I was also, while you were talking, I wasn't listening. Great. I was thinking of my own ideas.
Okay.
No, that's not true. I was listening.
No, of course.
But I was thinking, I saw cat, and then I saw gambling, and I thought, this has got to be a thing, a cat roulette table.
Oh, cat roulette.
Wouldn't that be fun to watch the cat do the roulette?
Yeah, that would be fun.
That feels like a thing that could...
I like
if that.
If
that hasn't been made already.
Roulette's the ball that spins around, right?
Yeah, so
I
it's
don't
like,
think that cat's going to let that ball get all the way around.
But it chases it for a minute.
And what number does it stop the ball on?
Oh, interesting.
That's
and
pretty
what,
fun.
Is it betting, is it red or black?
Red or black.
And it's got its little visor on.
Or you could have an orange cat versus a black cat.
Oh, interesting.
And that could be kind of
kind
fun.
Of then they kill each other.
And they kill, yeah.
So one has, one has to go.
I think it's illegal cat fighting on a roulette table at this point. But I do think, and also maybe making some sort of gambling type of gift could be very fun.
Gambling.
Where it's like, open this or open this.
Oh, so he has to do the gamble, and then he may end up with a bad gift.
Or like, I bet you $100 that you wouldn't do something, but the gift is $100.
Oh,
so
what a
they
trick.
They do something, and
what
then you just
give
them $100.
Game.
They think they've won against you, but actually you prepared them a gift.
Well, I think we answered that perfectly.
I think we did. And I would also say, let's take the tension. See each other less, siblings. I would say see each other less because it feels like there's a tension. And,
communicate less.
Yeah, and you're not enjoying your company, if I'm going to be quite honest with each other. It's I don't think that you're really embracing the fact that you are family, that you're enjoying your time together. I don't think he is.
No, I don't think either. They're both on vacation, and all they're thinking about is, how do I get the upper hand?
Absolutely not. Look at the sunset.
Oh.
Have a mojito. What are you doing?
Kiss. You got to do something
already
to break the tension.
Absolutely. Kiss already.
Oh, jeez.
This advice was good at one point.
Anna, obviously change your phone number. Don't let this brother get back in touch with you. This is a deadly game you're both playing.
Yes.
We answered the question so well. I can't believe it.
Incredible stuff.
This is why people write in.
Yeah.
We're saving lives.
I can't believe you don't even charge for this.
I've said it once and I'll say it before. No, if that's not what you say. I've said it once say it again.
I'll say it before this.
The heat is, you know, I am sweating.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm a force for change.
You are.
I'm a force for change.
I love that.
Okay, I think this is the end of the podcast.
Wow.
Patrick, I've got all these delightful little shrinkets.
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Shrinky Dinks.
Shrinky Dinks.
Shrinky Dinks, Shrinkets. That might be the generic
brand.
Shrinkets.
That's the Redbox movie version
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. So, and I did leave some of these in my hot car, so we'll see if I'm coming back to some more surprise Shrinky Dinks. But thank you for having me, Bridget. This was absolute
so much
gift
fun.
And a blast.
I just adore you. And
I like you as well.
Hopefully the listener's not too pissed at you.
Please don't be. Guys, come on.
He's got enough problems. He's got a 12-foot problem in his car right now.
Oh, don't remind me. What am I going to... I live down 40 stairs. How do I take that?
I have
that?
Not offered to help yet.
And you won't. And you absolutely won't.
I actually will. Let me know if you need help.
Okay,
send a picture. We'll put it on the Instagram at some point.
Okay, great.
This is the end of the podcast, listener. Patrick, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Listener, you know, I'm obviously all out of sorts. I'm saying things that make zero sense at this point. You've got to have some mercy and let me go. Just take your claws off of me. This is the end of the podcast. I love you. Goodbye. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's produced by our dear friend Annalise Nilsson, and it's beautifully mixed by Ben Tolliday. And we couldn't do it without our guest booker, Patrick Kottner. The theme song, of course, could only come from miracle worker Amy Mann. You must follow the show on Instagram at I Said No Gifts. I don't want to hear any excuses. That's where you get to see pictures of all these gorgeous gifts I'm getting. And don't you want to see pictures of the gifts?
When I invited you here, I thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff, so how do you dare disobey?
Follow I Said No Gifts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I really don't care. Just don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate and review the show. It's the least you can do. It really is. It's the bare minimum. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase I Said No Gifts merch. What a wonderful way to support the show. Support the show!